ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It is 4/8/2021. And I tell you what, when you look and see what they have to say in Ezekiel, what the Lord is saying to you out of Ezekiel through the prophet Ezekiel 38:39. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Just a watchword. I think that indicates tanks. Tanks, the barrel of the cannon is the sword, and then the bucklers and shields, it's like everybody's got the shields or the armor of the plate. I think that's an interesting way of looking at that. But be that as it may, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, and thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Now here's the verse 10, ladies and gentlemen. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. You see, he's talking about the one thing about Israel and all of those in the whole Gog-Magog war in the Middle East, which will include the Crimea, the Ukraine, and all of that, okay? But in verse 10 of Ezekiel 38, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, means this is a separate thing, that will also come to pass, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Now, you see, the United States is gathered from people, gathered from all of the nations, and we've gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. So, if you're in the midst of the land, and you're in more desolate places, if you look at the center, and you see west of Mississippi, you see cattle and grain and all of that. Cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land, you see. It's the whole center of the country. It is the farm belt. It is the wheat and grain belt, all right? The cattle production is in Kansas, Nebraska, pork production, all of the different stuff, Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Wyoming, the Dakotas, all of it up and down, all the way up from North Texas all the way up into the Canada, okay? That center portion is where a large portion of the food of the United States and of the world comes from. Because you see, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind. Now, whose mind is he talking about? He's talking about Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Gog and Magog. All right? Well, now, I've always told you, and Brother Quayle and I talked to you about it years ago, 17 years ago, and I've talked to you for every year about this since then. You've had warning. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Quayle put up a real good podcast yesterday. If you don't go to stevequayle.com, if you can get on to his 2.0, Steve Quayle 2.0, or Q-Files 2.0, he has the podcast. And he did it with his old friend, you know, Ready Made Resources. All right? And I'll tell you, it was very powerful because it's everything I've been saying. It's what Steve's been saying. It's what the Ready Made Resources guy has been saying. All right? It's what a lot of people have been saying, but I've been telling you for a lot of years. Steve's been telling you since the 90s. Bob Griswold with Steve used to advertise 92, 93 back in there. I used to listen to Steve back in that time period when he did it. I used to listen to Bo Greitz, and I used to buy, matter of fact, years ago, I bought a level 4 body armor off of Ready Made Resources back then, after Bo Greitz said that he had some of it. But I'm going to tell you, the food is starting to go bye-bye. Now, I got a report from Lady J. She's our expert witness up there going around in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge and all of that, Tennessee, the Carolinas, and Virginia. She's all throughout that area, and she shops at a lot of the food stores and a lot of the places trying to get the good deals to put them back, and she also has, you know, started a lot of people doing home canning. But now you can't get the jars, all right? Now, she talks about some wax paper methods that her grandfather used on old glass jars, but I can't recommend that because I can't be liable for saying that. But you might look into other ways of preserving food if you cannot get the jars and the lids. You could get dehydrators. You can make your own dehydrator in the sun, or you can get one of the ones that operates and does very nicely, where you get 8, 10, 12 trays in there and dry the food out. You can also pickle things. You can pickle things, you see. But at the very least, you need to be buying actual canned food or jarred food, actual stuff. If you can't can it, you're still going to have to get it. Because I'm going to tell you something. We've got what? Russia has just said, all right, that if any attack by the Ukraine on their people, the Russian citizens or people in the Donbass region in the Ukraine area or the Crimea, if there's any attack there, then that will be the beginning of the end. That will be a suicide deal for the Ukraine. They'll take it out. At the same time, you see, the French are threatening with their nukes against Russia. And the United States is, let me tell you something, apparently, according to Hal Turner, has taken at least tactical nukes into the area. I would maintain they've been there for a little bit longer than that, but the fact of the matter is, I've also heard from other sources that U.S. troops, particularly special forces types, have already intermingled in with the Ukrainian troops, just like they were doing in Syria and other places fighting the ISIS. They were in there as advisory, but also still fighting. But now I think there's more of them, and then there's other NATO troops. Where I heard about them is that there were U.S. forces intermingled in on airplanes that were Ukrainian paratroops, okay? Or being transported in planes, maybe not paratroops, being transported in planes, and that there was U.S. troops already intermingled. So if that be the case, then that's going to happen. But you've also got Taiwan, you know, being threatened by the Red Chinese, the Red Chinese putting the The Liaoyang, their aircraft carrier they bought from the Russians with the upswooped ramp on it, and all of their frigates and first-rate, brand-new quality vessels, they got them in the South China Sea. They've also got their supposedly, quote-unquote, their fishing militia fleet out, and they've got them tied to little odd little poles they've erected in the water there so they can kind of hang out in one area and just stay stable there. Well, you know, those things have got missiles on them, all right? They also got people on them. They got all kinds of stuff they can do. They can launch drones. They can launch torpedoes, probably. And incidentally, the Russians, let's forget about the Poseidon for a second. Just the Skval, S-K-V-A-L-L-A-A-L, Skval, S-K-V-A-A-L, torpedoes were like supersonic torpedoes years ago. I told you about them in 2004, that when we had so many of the carrier groups inside the Persian Gulf in the Straits of Hormuz. I told you back then that the Iranians had at least 50 nuclear warheads, but they also had 110 super sunburn missiles and 100 exocets. And if they launched all of those carrier groups, even with the Aegis systems, could not handle all of the targets. It would overwhelm and take out the United States carrier groups in that Persian Gulf. Since then, and I yelled about that for years, nobody ever told me I was full of crap. And now they have the ability, Russia does, to turn off Arleigh-Burke class destroyers and cruisers, all right? Turn off the Aegis systems, okay? So if they do that, then there's no overlay of the battlefield where you can take the targets out. Now their S-500 goes out for 500 miles. The Russians S-500 are 400, 400 miles. 200 is 200 miles, etc. And then there's overlapping systems in all those areas, and their anti-missile stuff is pretty good. They even shot one. The Syrians shot an S-200 missile at the one of the Israeli fighter jets, fighter bombers that launched on Syria. And they had to pop the chap and throw the flares up and then the speed demon away out of the side, you know, make a hard turn to get that missile off of them. So I'm going to tell you what. With what Ezekiel's saying, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and most people read the 38, but they don't read the 39. And 7 months after, let me read it this way. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the pastures on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog. Okay? Hamon Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. So Gog and Magog is going to go down in Israel. They're going to get buried up, a whole valley full of people, thousands and thousands and thousands. And we ain't even talking about Armageddon yet, with the 200 million man army. Armageddon, Harmageddon, okay? But here we got verse 10, Ezekiel 38. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind. In other words, Gog Magog's mind, and he'll think an evil thought. He's going to go up to the wall of the unwalled villages to go at them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars or gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey. Well, let me tell you something. If they knock the power grid out, with the hypersonic missile, okay? And meanwhile, our test apparently yesterday, maybe somebody was beaming something at our missile to block and turn it off because it never cycled out and they couldn't launch it, our hypersonic from the B-52. Now, I do know that in the Ultra Black, that years ago they perfected some of the hypersonics, and there are some available, but the regular military has not got them really yet. Now, we do have cruise missiles, we have the ICBMs, we've got some of the hypersonic, we do have other weaponry that is on our spacecraft that don't exist. The TR-3Bs. Although, for all those people, all those years, who said, oh, Hawk, the TR-3Bs, there ain't no such thing. That's a mod that's on the internet there. Just a rumor. Well, the patent for it came out. And the plasma drive engine and the whole bit's in the patent. They have particle beam weapons. They have laser weapons. They've got nuclear missiles. They got bombs. They got a lot of different stuff. And they can go lickety-split. And, you know, even in the patent, he said it's like a what was it? Was it a Mach 9 craft or something in the atmosphere to 120,000 feet, Mach 9 or Mach 10 or whatever it was in the patent. But then he says outside of 120,000 feet in space, they don't know how fast it could go. Well, they do know how fast it could go because it could go bop, 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 lickety-split, and then the next thing you know, you whoom, and you've just done gone to the other part of the universe somewhere through the, you know, warp speed, you see. Using a whole different thing, bending space-time, folding it back and then putting the rubber band on the other point of the earth and going whoosh, and it pulls you and shoots you over there. In other words, speed of light, near speed of light, whatever it is, but they don't know how fast to go in the patent. So therefore, we should bring that stuff out, and you want to see something happen, we ought to lay to waste some of the crap that's talking about. And I'm going to tell you what, if Russia is going to come up to land the unwalled villages, they're going to hit us with a hypersonic. At the same time, we're going to be screwing around because Red China Joe was paid $101.45 billion, allegedly, to his son Hunter and to old Hound Dog Kerry's son because they were such great investors. Well, I'll tell you what. The same guy, old Hunter, he did a real good job on his ATF form, didn't he? Then his gun ends up right across from a school in a trash can, right? You see, this is all getting crazy and wild. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this. Everybody should go up online and look up Crescent Carney. C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Crescent Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, How to Survive Nuclear War. You can download Crescent Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Crescent Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War. You can download that for free. It's a PDF. He wrote it. It was written in the 80s. And it was written out of Oak Ridge and on behalf of them. And it had Dr. Edwin Teller wrote the foreword. Dr. Edwin Teller. Now, incidentally, I know people that know Dr. Teller because Dr. Teller went to somebody's high school science fair and also to the graduation because they were so advanced at that Tesla technology back in those days in the 60s. That Edwin Teller went to see what they were up to because the guy I know was on top of it all. And then he had another buddy down the road, and this is all in Ohio, by the way, which used to have real good schools and real smart young kids because they were well educated. and a lot of engineers, and all the high tech was in there. Wright Patt, Cincinnati Millichrome, all the machine tool industries. And you know, his buddy, and he launched a missile, and the missile went up so far out and so way up high, and so it got looked at by the by the people in Cheyenne Mountain or somewhere, or right pity pat, and they found that thing hundreds of miles away, and they found that dude, and by George, that guy went to work somewhere for Area 51 or somebody like that, and then my buddy went into that ultra black world for quite some time. All right. Now, Crescent Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War, another good book. No Such Thing as Doomsday, How to Prepare for Natural Disasters, Terrorism, War and Other Threats by Philip Hoag, H-O-A-G, with Arlene Hoag, H-O-A-G. And it's got real basic understanding. It's a good, you know, 400 and some pages. Crescent Carney's book, I believe, on the PDF is 316 pages, which you can print that thing out. Don't leave it online, because if they knock out the power grid and knock out your computers with the EMP, you ain't going to be able to read it. So maybe you should print out some of the sections, or see if you can buy that book somewhere. But you can print it out. 316 pages. But anyway, in this... I'm looking here also at No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hoag, and they've got real good stuff here about protection factors and how to do safe rooms and that kind of thing, biological safe rooms, but also how to do things for radiation, okay? And they go into the radiation, all right? They go into radiation, they go into chemical warfare, biowarfare, all of the different things, and they tell you the different stuff that you need. But in terms of the radiation shielding, okay, you got distance, you got mass, and you got time. You got fallout and all of this stuff, and you got to have mass shielding. And this type of shielding, a barrier of earth, steel, concrete, lead, or water is placed between the shelter and the source of radiation. The following terms explain different aspects of the use of masses to shield against the radiation. And then they get into protection factors, okay? A shelter with a protection factor of 20 indicates that a person in that shelter would receive 1/20th of the dose of radiation that a person outside the shelter would receive. For example, if an exposure outside was 1,500 rads per hour, the person in the shelter with a protection factor of 20 would be exposed to a radiation dose of 75 rads per hour, or 1/20th of 1,500. And even though 75 rads per hour is much better than 1,500 rads per hour, that continued rate at 75 rads per hour would still be, exposure would be lethal. Now, here's the various half-life, half-value layer thickness, and HVL, and here's the deal. You need about 5.5 inches, okay, and they do it for gamma radiation and also neutron. Neutron is different, but what it boils down to, in a sense, let me just tell you, in terms of effective shielding, you need about 32, which they think is about a sort of a minimum, that if you could do it, you need a minimum of that. That it would be 19.5 inches of concrete, so Let's and 27.5 inches of earth or dirt. So if you had 3 feet of dirt, 2 feet of concrete, and you did that, you can also, you got to have geometry shielding. You have a blast door, like with an inch steel plate with 3 feet of concrete, or there's other expedient things you can do. You can stack up, you know, on a lean-to of 3/4 inch plywood. You can put it against the wall in your basement in a corner. You can also take a like a workbench or a dining table or something like that, and you can put, then on top of that, you can put concrete blocks. You can pile up all of your food storage, your you know, cases of food and that kind of stuff. You can take your water barrels that have water in them. And incidentally, the shielding on neutron radiation, where dense materials like lead, concrete, and steel are the most effective substances for stopping gamma. On the other hand, neutron radiation, which kills people and not buildings and farmland, you see, that high, you know, hard materials like lead, concrete, and steel are the least effective, or not as effective on neutron. But materials with high hydrogen content, such as wood, water, polyurethane, provide the best shielding from neutron radiation. Hydrogen is the most effective substance for shielding neutron radiation. So if you had a whole bunch of water barrels and you got in among them and put them around your expedient shelter in a basement, you see, then that very well might work. So I would tell you to get it, you know, and get some different stuff. And it shows how to do air supply. Then you got time shielding over 24 hours. The cumulative dose in rads, it starts to decay. The fallout starts to decay. But now you can have fallout, or you can just have an EMP blast with a minimal amount of fallout that knocks out the power grid. That alone, within 1 year, will kill 90% of the people in the United States. And that would go right to Deagle's thing, or not as much, but not as little as what Deagle said. Deagle's is only going to say they're going to kill now 200 or 250 million. There'd be 100 million left. But I'm just trying to say to you is that you're going to find that you're going to need to understand more of this stuff, and you're going to need to understand it quickly. So you get Crescent Carney's book, because it's going to be a good quick book you can get off the internet. Download the PDF and you start reading it, and it shows all kind of pictures and different stuff of how to build shelters. He also tells you how to build, or I think you can order from them still, a homemade radiation detector. Steve Quayle has got some good radiation detectors. SteveQuayle.com, or call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you, and have Steve get your radiation detector. He's also got some good quality night vision. And I'm talking about good quality night vision that's excellent. And if you can get a hold of some of that, that is going to stand you in good stead, let me tell you. Because the Russians are going to hit. According to verse 10, Ezekiel 38, the chief prince of Gog Magog, chief prince of Meshech Tubal, all right? And meanwhile, Red China Joe, who got paid, his son got paid $1.45 billion allegedly, by Red China. Well, is that enough to buy somebody? You know, okay. Let's say Red China, he didn't get all of it because Kerry's son got some and Hunter got half, supposedly. But let's say that Hunter had to give half everything to the big guy, right? Well, that'd be what? approximately, 300, 400 million? That would buy Red China Joe, wouldn't it? I think it kind of might, you see. Because that's not the only deal running in town. And it's still ongoing. So I'm going to tell you. He comes out today, but last night you have the shooting in South Carolina of the real good emergency room Dr. Leslie. All right? There, what is it, Rock Hill, South Carolina? It's about, 20 miles, 30 miles south of Charlotte or whatever. And the northernmost part of South Carolina right there in the corner. But you see, that was then done where they killed the doctor's wife, the grandkids, everybody. But then that one is done by a black man who was a pro football guy, whose parents lived down the road from the doctor. And somehow or another, although they don't quite have the motive on these things, you know, they kind of jumped the gun on, Nation of Islam supporter Noah, you know, the guy who went after with the big knife, went after he ran over the Capitol Police, who were standing out in front of the barricade, apparently. I'd be behind them barricades and ready to jump to the side, I guarantee you. But he was the one that was shot dead, but they were going to already say that was going to be a white supremacist. Well, I think Noah was a white supremacist, you know. All the Nation of Islam, they're all white supremacists. As a matter of fact, they probably are Jim Crow white supremacists. Worse than Jim Crow on steroids. And not only that, it was gun violence, even though he only had a knife, you see. I think that the Capitol Police should be disarmed of their firearms, and they should carry swords or big bowie knives, and then they could fight hand-to-hand, bowie knife to bowie knife on guys like Noah, so they don't have to kill him. Or maybe they could have just, as Red China Joe said, they could have just shot him in the leg, you know? Why didn't they just shoot him in the leg once? That would have taken him out of the game. So now we don't know what the motive is in South Carolina. And then after Red China Joe talks about taking the guns, and he says something very clear-cut today. There is no amendment to the U.S. Constitution that is sacrosanct, meaning freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, right to bear arms. None of those are sacrosanct. So that means, well, your Fourth Amendment's already gone. Fifth Amendment's already gone. Yeah. You say the Fifth Amendment ain't gone? Well, what about if you're in tax court? Okay? It is gone. And the fact is, it's all in terms of law enforcement. At the federal level, it gets to be by bullet and bayonet and helicopter gunship. Now, you don't think stuff like this is ongoing in middle of America or in the small areas or the small towns or the semi-rural counties or the kind of small county seat town type counties? Say, let's take Butler County, Ohio, where Sheriff Jones, I used to call him Little Dickie Jones, but that's when he was going to arrest veterans at church. And he's talked about going to the guy's house to confiscate his firearms and then to arrest him as he came out of church. But so on the other hand, he's now saying, Sheriff Jones says, that it's going to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Well, if that's the case, then that's good. But then at the same time, I understand they're putting up manned watchtowers that are pretty tall, that are over a steel facility that makes steel for the military, and also over a military base there in different places in secret locations throughout Butler County. They got watchtowers up now. They also used to do, I remember at the Walmart back a few years ago, had a picture of the watchtower at the Walmart parking lot in Butler County, and I've seen those in other places as well. So they've got man watchtowers. They also got the cameras and the microphones and all of the stuff, you see. So these things are going in. They're going in. You've got railroad cars on sidings that are the quote-unquote prison cars, okay? The prison cars. Oh, they're just for cattle, right? Oh, yes. For chattel. C-H-A-T-T-E-L. Chattel. Which is what human beings with the Social Security number are considered to be. Chattel. Because they're going to use you, and they basically own you if you do not pay your tax, you see. And all of that. I remember on my Social Security card, it says Social Security number, not for identification purposes. I still have the card because I encased it in, you know, in a clear plastic back in those days. Not for identification purposes. Well, what do they use it for today? For identification purposes, don't they? Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to get so wild, Weezy, you can't believe it. Think in terms of having sufficient food for 3.5 years if you could afford it, or you can systematically produce it or acquire it. If nothing else, you grab an extra can of Progresso or Chunky Soup, extra can or two a week. But if you can buy more, you better do it, because the first thing that goes off in the Ukraine or in the Taiwan Straits or against Red China or in Iran or against Israel or somewhere, the first big boom boom or the first major attack where it starts to go back and forth, then all the trucks in the country, the United States, are going to quit working. And they'll quit working just if no other reason, they're going to hold back the supplies so that it can be go to the military and to the politicians, you see, who are your masters. Already a lot of it is going into the limestone caves, the deep underground storage in the Kansas City metro area, largest in the world, underground limestone facilities for storage and caves. Eisenhower in his day had 2-3 years of food for all of America in there. That was the government cheese and milk powder that they gave out during the Bush administration when there was problems, remember, with the economy at the beginning, right? Well, Trump cured a lot of that. We had a 3.9% unemployment rate. But now Biden, having gotten paid, allegedly through his son, allegedly, by the Red Chinese, $1.45 billion, okay? Well, then, we've got to raise our tax rate on corporations up above China. Well, what will that do? Then that means that the factories will go offshore again to China or somewhere else. Do their headquarters in somewhere where there's no tax at all or very little tax, in Ireland or one of the Channel Islands or Liechtenstein or whatever it might be, all right? But China would certainly be cheaper than America. And then I see one of the major suppliers for Boeing is going totally bankrupt. And they're closing their facilities in Everett, Washington, outside of Wichita, Kansas, And then, but they're going to keep the one in Tennessee. You're in Nashville. Well, why is that? I think Tennessee doesn't have a state income tax. Or if they do, it's very, very low. As opposed to Washington State, and Kansas has a state income tax too. So, we're at the point where we've got a powder keg, and they're starting to creep up on us. But Lady J, I didn't finish the story. Lady J says there's getting to be a lot of shortages in the stores, on the shelves, up in her area. But also, she's finding out, of course, that there's no glass jars, no lids for the canning jars, none of it. In those areas, moonshiners, like, what's that guy on the TV show, Mark and Digger, you know, and they're in Cock County, Tennessee. They can't find any moonshine jars, and they buy them at any of the ball jars or canning jars. They can't. They normally buy them 2-3 pallets at a time. They can't buy them at any price. Well, I'll tell you, ammunition, hard to find any at all. Yeah, you can find some online. You keep going. But everything online, by the way, is getting, you know, pretty well nailed down and tracked. But get what you can. I found some at Shields. The sporting goods store Shields, during the week, seems to have some. Although they won't take a check anymore because a lot of people in this area came from out of state, went in and bought stuff with checks. They took the checks and the checks bounced, but they lost all the ammo to them. But they'll take credit card, debit, or cash. But the trucks are not going to run. The first time you see a nuke or something blow or a big war, then the trucks ain't going to run. So therefore, you've got to have your own, look at this concept, your own supply sergeant or your own quartermaster or your own general store. That's a better way to look at it. Create your own general store in your empty bedroom, in your garage, in your basement, your attic, wherever you can do it, and store it properly where it's cool, not too cool, not too hot. You need to have canned goods, water. You also need water purification, the Berkey filters. And you need additional black Berkey filters. You need jugs to carry the water in, or the stackable. Smaller ones are better, like the 5-gallon stackables or the water blocks that are stackable, that are, you know, like a little rectangular block that sit on top of each other. But I've got the old 55-gallon blue drums. But by George, they'll work. And you've got to have, if you've got long-term storage food, freeze-dried or dehydrated, you have to have sufficient water to reconstitute that food. And a lot of people forget about that. You need to also get gasoline sufficient to where you don't keep it too long, but you need to get it in proper storage cans, and there are proper ones that you can store that are done properly, and keep those. But, you know, if it gets too long, you can put the, you need to put in the gasoline preservative, you see, to keep it from going bad. And there's a couple different, those Stabil and different stuff like that. Stabil, S-T-A-B-I-L, and different thing. But the fact is, you better have enough to run your inverter generator, or your regular generator. You better have enough to put it in your truck or your car or your van. And have an extra 5 or 10 gallon to get you down the road somewhere if you're going to bug out. Maybe more than that. Because the pumps aren't going to work. EMP, the gas pumps ain't going to work. They're not going to roll the trucks because a lot of the trucks and the cars, it'll be like a parking lot on all the interstates and all the roads. You'd be better off to have a older vehicle with points and plugs and a generator and that kind of thing and a rotor cap to where they wouldn't get knocked out by the chips in your car and the fuel injection and all the stuff. Just an old carburetor truck. An old carburetor car. Big one. Station wagon. An old, van or what have you. And keep that at the ready. Or have additional electronic ignition parts in your galvanized garbage cans. This is the time. You can also get Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare. Tons of information. Get that book. Get None Day or Call of Doomsday. Download Crescent Carney and start to do a methodical preparation, one thing after the other. But old China Joe, he's introduced this new guy, this supposedly former ATF agent, who's been working for the Giffords Foundation and also for Bloomberg and all of the anti-gun. This guy looks like a Bucky Beaver chipmunk. Bucky Beaver chipmunk. Queer or faggot. Sorry for the language. I know there's children out there. But it ain't the right kind of people. And he's a communist. He wants to take your guns. I heard him say that anybody during this whole time of the COVID and all of the BLM attacks and all of the Antifa and the burning down of Portland and in Seattle and all the things in Kansas City and the plaza, New York City and Chicago and Dallas and all this one, that one and the other one, all right? All of the different protests, blocking of the roads, attacks on homes and suburban areas, bricks thrown through windows, paint splattered on the house, people being beat down, being stabbed, all the crap, the cops being shot. You're not allowed to have a gun, and old Bucky Beaver chipmunk face, faggoty communist, chip man. I think you got a chip in your tooth and a chip in your head. This son of a gun says, if you bought one of those guns during the COVID, you should just take that gun, empty all the stuff out, and hide it behind all the cans of your tuna and beef jerky that you've got in your preparation closet or your closet, you know? Well, the people in Gonzales, Texas had something to say when Santa Ana was going to come for them because they had a cannon. They said, come and take it. And then if you recall, Lexington and Concord, the British troops, the lobster backs and the Hessians, of course, from the Hess, the Duchy of Hess in Germany. The Hessians, they were coming to take the powder and shot and the muskets out of the Concord armory. But they stood up there at Lexington because there was a small group of the old militia, you know, practicing on the old Lexington Green. April 19th, Lexington Green, Massachusetts. And they said, well, we'll give them a war if they mean to. If they mean to start it, we'll give them a war. And by George, the old militia acquitted themselves well. Some were killed, and they killed some of the British. The British then went on, and the word passed quick. They didn't need the internet or a cell phone. They had fast runners. They had different means of couriers on horseback, and they spread it all throughout the mountain jacks and all throughout the farmers and the small towns and the machine shops and the automobile garages and the places like my buddies in Mesa who fabricate stuff for motorcycles, good people out there. All the different people got the word. They got the word, and they were ready. They were behind every wall, every rock, behind every blade of grass. And what was it that Thomas Jefferson said, that the Liberty Tree must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. And I'm going to tell you what the Second Amendment says to the U.S. Constitution. The Second Amendment says what? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. A free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And yet you have Red China Joe saying that no amendment to the Constitution is sacrosanct. Well, let me tell you what. The Lord in heaven is who gives you the right to defend yourself and your family against tyranny. And the initial law of the land. The initial law of the land. The Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, that means usurping the power of the people, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the people of the various states, Americans, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And if you don't think that's the law of the land, that's the Declaration of Independence. That's the founding of this country. You need to read about the Battle of Lexington and Concord and read about the stuff and read what Thomas Jefferson had to say and all of our founding fathers. Of course, they're all racist, you see. They're all mean. They're all terrible. And they made the worst country possible. Well, that's what you think. Then you got a little thinking to understand that is incorrect. And there are problems and difficulties here. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to get wild weasel and mad dog mean because you got every Casey Jones on moonshine and meth driving the train as fast as he can with a full load, pouring the coal and wood on, and they're all headed to Function Junction. And if the Deagle Report, Rockefeller's man providing statistics to the intelligence community of the United States says that there's only going to be 100 million people in the United States left in 2025, then more than likely he's correct. Because they've been trying to, they're going to reduce it to no more than 500 million population worldwide. Thomas Malthus, father of modern economics, said that. He worked for the people in London, the banks in London. So I'm going to tell you, you need to make your basement your own general store. You need to get in the idea and the habit of thinking of nothing else. I can take 3/4-inch plywood, make a lean-to in a corner, and then I can put like a tube of 10 or tube of 6 at the bottom, nail it in there, and nail it up the sides, and I can stack concrete blocks all up and down the thing, make sure that it's braced and that it's not going to fall on your head. You can do a couple of those. You could then build up all your supplies, your bags of rice, your boxes of food and everything around that. And you can have water there available inside and all of those things. You could also, if you had any, you could take steel plates and put on the outside or, you know, something like that. But you can then surround that with your barrels or stackable water. And that would give you more protection factors. more protection factor against it. If you've got windows outside or the window wells and what have you, and what I like to do in my basement, just in case, is if you had to go out and fill up the window wells or put some dirt over the top of them or put a steel plate over the top of the window wells outside, not lock it in or anything, but just put it there for more protection factor. But if you don't have a basement, you could have a shelter outside somewhere and mount earth over the top of it, couldn't you? Like a cave or a root cellar type of thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to prepare. You want to help Old Hawk, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. FRN, a check, a bit of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And go up to Steve Quayle's and get that Protocols of Extinction. Sign up for that for the streaming or for order the DVDs. SteveQuayle.com. And I'm going to tell you what. You don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. This guy who's president now, who seems to have taken a large amount of money, allegedly, through his son, who had to give half of it to the big guy, according to the witness that went on TV on Fox, Bobulinski, who the FBI has known about for some time, but nothing ever gets done. They're going to go for your guns. At the same time, they're going to get destroyed in war. See the Russians here and probably the Chinese too. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the enemies of the United States. Fandango Richards, I know you're ready. You keep a fool, baby. Keep an eye on you. Have to look back. That's great. Have to get hold and track. You guys. And the watch and help your daddy. Good night.